Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Jors. We're talking some Packers football. It's a Monday morning. It's the month of June now. June 3rd. We are in the midst of the Packers offseason program. Mini camp starts tomorrow. Mandatory mini camp. Actually, won't look anything different than OTAs, even though it's called something different, because the practice itself is the rules of practice regarding pads and helmets. They're all the same. They can't hit. They can wear helmets, but they can't hit tomorrow. The only difference is that everyone under contract has to be there at minicamp. Well, everybody under contract has been there for the Green Bay Packers, with the exception of Johnny Jolly, and, well, he's got an excuse that he has some legal battles he's got to take care of first. We'll see. Maybe he'll be back. There's kind of you're getting that feeling that he's nearing his return, but we'll find out. For the time being, the Packers practice tomorrow. It'll be open to the public at Clark Hinkle Field in Green Bay. That's the one on the west side of the Don Hutson Center, right across the street from Lambeau Field. In fact, practice will be open to the public on both Tuesday and Wednesday this week. So 2 days of practice. If you want to take it in, you live near Green Bay, or you have the means to get there this week, go check it out. I believe, if nothing else has changed, 11:30 a.m. Central Time starting tomorrow. But for the time being, no Packers practice today on a Monday. We got to wait till tomorrow. But we're going to talk about today some of the news that made headlines over the weekend. Here we go. I see Kyle Cousineau checking in on the live blog. Johnny Jolly posted a picture of Lambeau last night that he took as his plane was landing in Green Bay yesterday afternoon. There you go. Good news. There is hope that Johnny Jolly may be on the practice field tomorrow. We'll cross our fingers. I don't want to say he's going to yet, because then I'll be proven wrong. But there's hope that Johnny Jolly may make his debut offseason tomorrow, his offseason debut tomorrow at Packers practice during minicamp. So we'll see. John says on the live blog, I'm glad to see Jolly get a chance. I just am not going to expect much from him. Nor should you, John. But temper your expectations, everyone, in terms of Johnny Jolly. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Isn't that the way it goes with everything? We're all cheering Johnny Jolly on. Hopefully he's past his troubles, his drug issues. Hopefully he's put that in the past and he can just focus on football, because with Johnny Jolly, he's now 30 years old and there's not a lot of time left. Hopefully he has the opportunity to put what's, you know, behind him and you know, has a few years of money-making potential as a football player ahead of him. We can only wish him the best of luck. In terms of other things going on with the Green Bay Packers, I think the big story over the weekend was an exclusive Q&A, an exclusive interview with quarterback Aaron Rodgers appearing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this past weekend. I think it was published in the Sunday edition of the Journal Sentinel. Maybe it ended up, you know, hitting the online, JS Online Saturday night. Anyway, big deal, because it was an exclusive interview, very big, very wide ranging. You can, I know I have a link to it in this morning's Packers Daily Links. In fact, if you're to just scroll to the bottom right hand corner of the page you're on right now, if you're watching the show live, you'll see our most recent posts, and it's the featured article in this morning's Packers Daily Links at Cheesehead TV. Aaron Rodgers and his exclusive interview. And I think the most interesting thing that came out of that interview were his comments on Randall Cobb. And I see Eric Young-Smith on our live blog already getting to the today's topic here. Cobb will be his favorite, question mark? Yeah, it is looking like that, isn't that? Here is the comments Aaron Rodgers made specifically on Randall Cobb, and I quote here, "I think he can be a 100-catch guy. We haven't had that here in a while, but I think he can. I think he's a special player. As long as he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a big-time star for us," end quote. That's Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers on Randall Cobb. And of course, I think the thing that stands out is the, quote, 100-catch guy. And that is a big number for a wide receiver. If you can get 100 catches in the NFL, that is a milestone. In fact, I mean, going back here, remember the first wide receiver? See how old our listening and viewing audience is here. Do you remember the first wide receiver in NFL history to have 100 catches in a season? I mean, I can remember this very vividly because it was in my formative years, probably when I was a middle schooler, I would say. Maybe I was in fifth grade or something like that. But, you know, middle school, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, and just getting into the Packers big time. And, I was entering that phase where for the first time in my life, I was watching football, you know, religiously. Not to say I wasn't watching football before, but all of a sudden it became a weekly event. And the first wide receiver ever to catch 100 passes in a year, Sterling Sharp, Brett Favre to Sterling Sharp. And Sharp had done it like two seasons in a row, I think. He really was, you know, kind of redefining the wide receiver position a little bit in Green Bay. And I thought that was really cool. And, it's since that time, since it's happened, it really is not all that, you know, big of a deal now. I mean, it's still, you know, is a big deal. It's just not as big a deal anymore, I guess you could say. Kyle Kuzno is telling me on the live blog, Sharp wasn't the first. Maybe it was that Sharp broke the record. Is that what I'm thinking of? Pardon me if I misspoke. Maybe it was that Sterling Sharp was the one to break the single-season catch record. What was it, that perhaps? Did he have like 112 catches in a season, something like that? Man, pardon me if I misspoke. I remember Sterling Sharp breaking a record, having a milestone. I know I'm not wrong in that regard. There we go. Kyle Cousineau says Sharp set the record in 1992. Maybe I was wrong about him being the first 100-catch guy, but he was the first to break the record, or maybe not the first, but had set the NFL record with 112, I believe, in 1992. So there's been a lot of good wide receivers in recent Packers history. You know, Aaron Rodgers has had a stable of very good wide receivers in his time in Green Bay. You know, a couple of them now are departed, and Greg Jennings and Donald Driver, two very good wide receivers in their own rights. You know, obviously, Donald Driver now past his prime, but, you know, in his prime, very good guy, three-time Pro Bowler. And currently, with Aaron Rodgers, he has Jordy Nelson, he has James Jones, and now he has Randall Cobb. And because Aaron Rodgers has had all these targets. And let's not forget guys outside the wide receiver position. I mean, JerMichael Finley catches his share of passes. And then when you add up all the other little ones thrown to, you know, running backs out of the backfield, the fullbacks, the other tight ends on the roster, you know, it adds up. And there's so many targets that you spread out your it's hard to get a 100 catch guy anymore because Aaron Rodgers does do such a good job of divvying up the football, simply throwing to the guy who's open rather than locking in on one target and having a guy who is just carrying the load for you at the receiver position. You know, it's tough to get a 100 catch guy when you've got so many good ones. So for Aaron Rodgers to say that really, I think, kind of stands out. It really does. John on the live blog says, I think you'll see the Packers use the running backs a lot more in the passing game. That's an interesting point there, John, that, you know, with the new running backs in the fold now for the Packers with Eddie Lacy and Jonathan Franklin, will they be using the running backs more in the passing game? You know, back during the Mike Holmgren era, the running backs were an integral part of the passing game. Guys like William Henderson, guys like Edgar Bennett, Dorsey Levins, those guys were used really heavily in the passing game out of the backfield quite a bit. I mean, that was the epitome of the West Coast offense there at the time. And, you know, the Packers have kind of gone away from that. And that's not to say they've gotten the running backs out of the passing game entirely. But I think they were running screen passes all the time in the Mike Holmgren era. How many times can you remember Edgar Bennett getting a screen pass, out of those, elite, Super Bowl era teams of 1996, 97, 98, those teams, and how much the running backs were involved then. And again, I mean, you know, I think it's lessened over the years in the Mike Sherman era, the Mike McCarthy era, but now maybe it'll come back, seeing, of course, Jonathan Franklin is kind of thought of as this, good receiver out of the backfield. Well, we'll find out exactly how good he is. John says, I like the vertical passing game, but you need to have the underneath stuff to keep defenses honest. No doubt about it. Eric Young Smith comments on the live blog. Quote, I'm really happy to hope the Packers have a smash mouth running game again. Yeah. We'll see how the running backs do in the receiving game. But kind of getting off track here, and I apologize here as the comments are taking me to a different place. But to get back to the Randall Cobb discussion here and Aaron Rodgers' comments on him and being a 100 catch guy, I had said in the Daily Links, Aaron Rodgers kind of almost has the power to make this a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way of making Randall Cobb a 100 catch guy. Aaron Rodgers is the one who distributes the football in Green Bay. And if he really wants, he can get Randall Cobb the football that many times, assuming the two of them are healthy and Randall Cobb is open. I think Aaron Rodgers has done such a good job of just getting the football to the open guy. I don't think, he's been better than any other Packers quarterback I've seen, and this includes Brett Favre, at just hitting the open guy. I really think, Mike McCarthy does such a good job instilling that in Aaron Rodgers, that there's, the offense is designed to do many things, and you can't lock on to a first option, second option if they are not open. You know, you've got to find the guy who's open, because we have three, four, five guys running out on routes, running out there on passes. You know, if there's five guys running routes, why are you going to lock on to number one if he's not open? Why are you going to lock on to number two if he's not open? And you know, I understand. You start, you know, making your third read in the NFL, you are running out of time. You know, you better get rid of the football ASAP in the NFL by the time you get to your third read, because somebody's going to smash you if you don't. There is rarely time to make any more than a third read. Not to say it can't happen ever, and certainly you can buy yourself time and scramble out of the pocket, and that can happen once in a while, but, you know, the choices and decisions have to be made quickly in the NFL, and Aaron Rodgers knows that, and you know, as far as buying himself time, he's done a good job with that. I've been so amazed at, you know, there's all these things Aaron Rodgers does really, really well, and certainly there are more nimble quarterbacks in the NFL. There are guys who can run the football better, from RG3 to Colin Kaepernick to Michael Vick. They can all take off and run better than Aaron Rodgers, but he just seems to have a sixth sense of buying himself time, of his movement in the pocket, either stepping up, you know, when the pass rush, you know, gets beyond him, or, you know, sidestepping the pass rush and buying himself time. He does that almost better than any quarterback I've ever seen. It, you know, and again, I'm fairly young. I certainly wasn't around the days of, you know, Brett Favre was the first quarterback I watched, you know, intimately, at least as far as Packers quarterbacks goes. I wasn't even paying attention the days of Lynn Dickey, or even before that when you're getting back to Bart Starr. But, you know, I think I've seen enough football in my 33 years on the planet now that I've seen enough other NFL quarterbacks to know Aaron Rodgers is among the best at doing that, at avoiding the pass rush, at getting outside the pocket, at buying himself time. So he's actually able, more so often than other quarterbacks, to make those secondary reads, to make those second, third, even fourth reads and get to a wide receiver, although they don't happen often where you get to a fourth or a fifth read in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers does it more than any other quarterback in the NFL, I think, and that really is a good trait of his, and why. What one of the many reasons the Packers made him the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL, the highest paid player in the NFL, his, what was it, you know, 5-year, $110 million extension. Pardon me if I don't have those exact numbers right. So Eric Young Smith on the live blog says, Cobb just moved up on my fantasy draft list. Yeah, he probably should. All of you that play fantasy football out there, I would make Randall Cobb a priority. You know, he's a guy who's Aaron Rodgers is in his corner, and that's a pretty good guy to have in your corner as a wide receiver. You know, when your quarterback thinks that highly of you, he's going to get you the football. And you know, now in the Packers, you know, receiving pecking order, Greg Jennings is gone, Donald Driver is gone. Those are guys, those, you know, receptions formerly targeted for them are now going to go to other places. You know, there's a little less depth at the wide receiver position than there was a year ago, at least experienced depth. But there are guys who can step up and, you know, take on a larger load. And, you know, from Jordy Nelson, James Jones, Randall Cobb, those guys all saw their fair share of footballs last year in 2012. Well, they're all going to catch a few more this year, I think. And, you know, throw JerMichael Finley into the mix as well. You know, all those guys are probably, you know, going to see a little bit of an increase in their workload now that especially Greg Jennings is gone and to a lesser extent Donald Driver being gone as well, at, you know, compared to 2012. John says on the live blog, I think Cobb will increase. I could see Finley increase. Yeah, so, you know, what did Randall Cobb have last year? Did he have 80 catches? It really was remarkable, the improvement Randall Cobb made on offense from year one to year two. I think, you know, in his rookie year in the NFL, Randall Cobb made his biggest mark, of course, on special teams, on the kick returns and punt returns, and did a great job there. And he was a nominal part of the Packers' offense. If I'm correct, you know, I think, you know, Randall Cobb had 25 catches his rookie year, and, you know, that was good for a rookie, especially when you consider in addition to what he did on special teams. But to go from then 25 to 80 catches in year two, an improvement of 65 catches, or whatever the number is there, that really remarkable. To see that much improvement, or is it 55? My math is terrible. Pardon me. anyway, you know, Randall Cobb, he's just an ascending player. Yeah, Mark on the live blog has Randall Cobb's exact stats from last year. 80 catches for 954 yards. Remarkable improvement there. From Randall Cobb. Remarkable improvement from year one to year two. Just an ascending guy. You can see that even, you know, being an increase in 2013. You know, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say Randall Cobb is going to catch a 100 passes. You know, I'm not sure. There still is a lot of receiving options in Green Bay. Even with Greg Jennings and Donald Driver gone, there still is a lot of depth, you know, between Jordy Nelson, James Jones, JerMichael Finley, et cetera. We've laid it out already. You know, can I see Randall Cobb improving to 85 catches, 90 catches? Absolutely. Again, assuming he's healthy. But, yeah, I mean, that there is room there for improvement, even more so. And of course, you know, we haven't even talked about Randall Cobb now and his changing duties on special teams. You know, in fact, this is a topic I want to get into a little bit here because I'm opinionated on it. There's been a lot of attention in the offseason, you know, coming from the head coach himself. Mike McCarthy, I think, addressed it back in the NFL Combine, saying, you know, would like to see Randall Cobb off of return duties as his role increases more on offense. But in order for the Packers to do that, in order for the Packers to take Randall Cobb off returns, they have to find somebody reliable to take over. To be the return specialist. And there are options for the Packers to do so. I think Jonathan Franklin, you're going to see emerge as a potential kick returner. I don't think Jonathan Franklin is going to end up being your punt returner. And, you know, I've got a lot of time to change my mind. You know, let's wait till training camp starts and I get to see him then. I see him in a preseason game catch a punt. But as it stands now, I think he's a candidate to be a kickoff returner for the Packers. I think, you know, Jeremy Ross obviously got a small shot last year, ended up kind of making a few small errors, but he's going to get another chance. And maybe with a little improvement, Jeremy Ross ends up being a guy who can be both a kick and punt returner. I do think Jeremy Ross has the ability to be both, whereas I think Jonathan Franklin might be a kick returner only, maybe.
Jeremy Ross, I do think, has the ability to do both. But, you know, there can't be any more hesitation or doubt from Jeremy Ross. You know, he made his crucial mistake last year in the playoffs against the San Francisco 49ers. You know, I like what he did in his, you know, what Jeremy Ross have an 80-yard kick return earlier in the season before that. But, you know, he still had the crucial fumble, and there can't be any more of that. You know, he maybe is allowed one fumble a season, and that is if you are, you know, you are holding those duties exclusively. You know, you are the game-in, game-out guy. You maybe get one fumble a season. But, you know, there can't be any more fumbles. This is the NFL. You got to be sure-handed if you're going to be handed a roster spot, if you're going to be handed a job. And you know what? Given my doubts, at this point, right now, I don't think Jeremy Ross is winning a roster spot this year. Again, plenty of time for me to change my mind. We'll see how he does in training camp in the preseason, and maybe Jeremy Ross can change my mind. Forced to guess right now, he's not making the team. So what do the Packers do? What are their options then? Well, I think Randall Cobb is at least your punt returner in 2013. Maybe they take him off kick returns, and maybe Jonathan Franklin does it. But I still think Randall Cobb is still your punt returner, still a guy who is more reliable out there than Jeremy Ross, and still a guy who can take a punt to the house. So there you go. I mean, out on the live blog here, Mark, John, they're throwing out different options here about Charles Johnson being returned, Miles White being an option, you know, all these guys being options. And no doubt about it, no doubt about it, these guys might be options, and we'll see how they do when it comes to July and August. But, you know, I think these guys are long shots, at least to, you know, A, to make the roster for a guy like Miles White, and B, to hold a duty like that for a guy like Charles Johnson. You know, I think Charles Johnson definitely has an opportunity to make the roster, most definitely, as the number four, number five wide receiver for the Packers. But whether they're comfortable putting him out there returning kicks and punts is another thing. So, you know, forced to guess, you know, again, I think Randall Cobb is going to continue on punt return duties in 2013, despite what the Packers may want, wanting to get him off of it. I still think he's the most reliable option. So there you go. There's my two cents. And while everybody else is saying Randall Cobb's not going to be on returns anymore, I think he is. I think he is. I don't, and again, a lot of time. Maybe I'll change my mind at some later point, some later date. We'll have this conversation again once training camp starts. But for the time being, that's the bold prediction for today. Randall Cobb is the punt returner still in 2013. So, that's where we are here on a Monday morning in the off-season program. There is only 2 weeks left of practice. There is mini camp this week, and then there is one more week of OTAs next week, and then you get into the really slow season. You get into the late June, early July time frame, 4th of July. That is the deadest point of the NFL offseason. Everybody takes off before the grind of training camp. Everybody goes on vacation, from players to fans. You know, it's vacation time for everybody in July in the United States. Everybody recharges the batteries, I think, and gets ready for the grind of training camp. So enjoy it now while there is practice to talk about in Green Bay. We got 2 weeks, and then we go into a little bit of a lull. Not to say there won't be any Packers news in late June, early July, things like that, but it slows down big time at that time of year. So we're gonna break it down while we can. So anyway, thanks for joining us here on a Monday morning at Railbird Central, folks. Thanks for helping us break down the Randall Cobb, the Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb situation here on a Monday morning. But we'll be back again. In fact, folks, we might have to take this Wednesday off from Railbird Central. I don't know my schedule yet. I may be busy on Wednesday that I can't do a show. I'll try to let you know on Twitter if you follow me. So there may be no Wednesday episode this week. TBA, TBD, to be determined. I'll try to let you know on social media. So, but for the time being, we'll see you later, everyone. On behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Caravu. I leave you today with a song called Can't Wait Another Day by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go, Pack, go.
Every night I pace the hall, just waiting for your call. Anticipating your next move has got me bouncing off the wall.